Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Start with Mike Tomlin laying out again the reasons for why the Steelers won a close game on Sunday. And it's really a conversation that needs to be addressed by me, resident Mike Tomlin hater, by Malzi, who has jumped on that bandwagon, by Donnie, who at multiple times has wondered out loud if Tomlin is fit to be the Steelers coach anymore, and by the legions and army of callers and listeners who make up our show, who do not even let Steelers wins get in the way of calling in and criticizing Mike, and several of them, even after those games, still calling for his head, which I understand when you haven't won a playoff game since 2016, and coaches like Mike Mularkey and Doug Marrone, who was coaching the Patriots' offensive line on Sunday, have won playoff games more recently, and in Marrone's case, against Mike Tomlin more recently. So Tomlin saying this was a vintage Mike Tomlin win, Mulsey. Here is a stat that we need to talk about, because how does it make us feel about Mike? He is, at the moment, the best one-score game coach in NFL history. He is 98-61-2 in one-score games. That is a .615 win percentage. If Sunday's game in Dublin is a one-score game and they win, guess what? He breaks that tie, and he becomes the greatest one-score coach of all time. Since Ben left, the 3 years without Ben, three-plus including this one, he's still 24-11 in one-score games. I have a hard time reconciling this because I am someone who absolutely at times in my life, when talking about football coaches, hockey coaches, baseball managers, I've said things like, hey, a guy that wins a lot of close games and does it over a long period of time, that is a pretty good indicator that that person is a good coach, because that means that a decision here or there can directly result in a win or a loss. And they win a lot of these close games. And most NFL games are close one-score games.
What percentage are actually one-score?
I don't know, and I'm not sure.
I think it's over 70, though.
And I don't trust AI, because I feel like
Callis
relies on AI, and AI gives him bad stats.
AI, it just contributes to so much internet slop. You got to go do your own research here. Yeah, I think over 70% of the games are one-score games.
But how do Tomlin haters, how do they respond to this at 412-928-9370? That he is the best close game coach in NFL history. 412-928-9370. Do you have a rebuttal, or do you have to just basically resign yourself to losing this part of the Tomlin pro and con argument?
No, I mean, I'm not saying like I have to resign myself to anything here. I think there's some nuance, as there often is, and it's maybe it would be easier to say it's a BS stat and do what I did yesterday. The offense sucked, because I felt very strongly about that. I don't think all one score wins, though, are created equally. Like, you can watch a football game, Pony, let's say, and say that it ends 30-24, let's say, okay? Or like here's a great example. Last night, was that Ravens game, despite being technically a one-score game, close? Not really. Not for the last couple of minutes. It was Detroit just letting them go down the field and score a meaningless touchdown. There was not a ton of drama from, what, 3-4 minutes on?
Yep.
So that, to me, is a one-score game that isn't really a one-score game. It's spiritually a much more lopsided contest.
Okay, however, just to jump in for a second, I will concede this. If the Steelers and Ravens are playing a close game...
I trust Tomlin to not screw it up.
So do I.
More than I trust Harbaugh to not screw it up.
So do I, man.
So, okay, let me get into this then a little bit and try to give you my best answer, because I think it's like a truly... very interesting discussion.
I think it's a better stat for Tomlin than the non-losing season streak.
Well, I agree with that. Here is the way I come down on it. And what did you say it was post-Ben in these situations? 24-11?
Yes, he's 24-11 post-Ben, but overall, he's 98-61-2 in one-score games.
Tony, I think 24-11 is even better than the 98-61-2 if you go by winning percentage. You'd be winning,
that's
what?
That's 24 out of 33 games.
24 out of 35.
35, yes, my math.
That's two-thirds of your games, basically. That's like 667 or something.
That is 68.5%. Okay, so yeah, even better.
So he's been even better since the guy who you would think was like the ace in the hole left.
Yeah, so this, you're right. That's actually a good point to bring up. You can't just say, well, he had Ben.
No, he's been better at it since Ben was gone. He was winning close games with Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
They should give out medals for that. Here's what I think. To go on the con side first, just because I'm going to go more positive, but I'll get like the con stuff out of it. Sometimes, like in Sunday's game, even if it's a road game and you say those are tough to win no matter what, I see him get too conservative too early in games and turn things that could be blowouts or at least like 2-score games into what that was, which was a nail biter just about down to the very last snap. And that frustrates me because I think that is Mike being very comfortable in that posture, but never rarely striving to blow a team out. It'll happen. I mean, they'll occasionally run away and hide from a team, but it's not often. So that frustrates me. And I think sometimes he contributes to games that don't need to be that close being one score games. Then I think about this. Do I watch Mike and do I say, oh, he does certain things late in games, manipulate the clock, handle his timeouts well, do the game management stuff that sometimes means the difference between winning and losing because of how you handle a certain thing. Maybe you don't give the other team a chance to get the ball back.
Yeah.
Not really. He's never been that good at that. He gets defiant about it. He occasionally does it right by accident, but I've never seen him to be somebody who's like, I am going to manipulate the situation. The guy he just beat, Vrabel, very famously did it to Belichick in a playoff game and got lauded for it. Here is what I think Mike does that is deserving of an enormous amount of credit.
Wow. Enormous getting thrown out there.
Well, because it's not just clock management, which stays in a way somewhat static. It's somewhat based on your personnel and the other teams.
Yeah.
He has had so many different players through this entire run where he's been this good at this. He does, whether it's Ben quarterbacking or Pickett or Rudolph or Trubisky or Duck Hodges, he gets guys to believe, it seems, that in late in games, when the score is tied or they need a touchdown, whatever, more often than the other guy by a lot, he gets his guys to believe that they're going to make the play, and then it seems like a self-fulfilling prophecy. His teams might not be perfect in these situations. They might even blow games that they should win. They definitely have. But when you have a guy like Pickett, who is a career backup, I'll just use him as an example, all right? And he is in a game that ends up being close down the stretch, and then he makes a play, I have to put some of that on the head coach. There is a belief that is instilled here in the way he handles his business, and it's different from being a cheerleader.
I was going to say, though, it is the positive connotation of cheerleader coach, what you're describing.
But I think cheerleader is rah-rah, guys, and I think instilling genuine belief in a team is a different thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotional alert.
check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
That's what he does better than a ton of people.
I mean, I'm not a fan. I think he's worn out his welcome here. I don't think he's ever going to win a Super Bowl here again. I don't think he's ever going to compete for one again. That all being said, this is one where I just take the L on it. I don't have a good comeback. You know, if this were a debate, I would just have to, you know, I might try to scramble and come up with a rebuttal or a retort, but I don't think it's good enough. Mm-hmm. I think this is genuinely a feather in Tomlin's cap. And he's obviously, even for people that think he's overrated like me, it can't be all bad. He's won a Super Bowl and he's been to another. He's coached one meaningless game in his entire career. It's not all bad, but it hasn't been great overall in a very long time. And we know how much say he has on the team, period. Not just what happens during a game on Sundays. So I just have to, in this particular instance, on this battleground, lose the battle and win the war on Tomlin. He has been a wizard in one-score games. Kudos. Job well done. It's like when talking about Justin Fields as a quarterback. Yeah, you just have to say he's a great runner. And then you can say the other reasons are why he's never going to be a good franchise quarterback. We're talking about Kenny Pickett. Yeah, he's clutch late in games, but then there's a myriad of reasons why he's never going to be a franchise quarterback. Tomlin is really good in close games. And maybe it's a learned skill because they play so many of them. It makes him a better coach in them because he's not uncomfortable. And the same thing, it's a trickle-down effect to his players. I don't know. But it's just a mind-blowing stat, man, that in the history of the NFL, he's better than Knoll and he's better than Cowher in one-score games? That's crazy to me.
Well, it's
because I think both of those guys are better coaches than him.
What's frustrating to me is that, well, with the Cowher thing, the thing with Cowher that I always would say actually works in Mike's favor, Mike has established this record in one-score games in a league that predominantly has been more quick-strike and quick-score passing game than Cowher's was, to an extent. Like, I think it's harder to protect certain leads in the NFL now because teams can move the ball down the field quickly. The frustrating thing for me about this is that it feels like one of those secret sauce things that you can't quantify. You can't figure it out. He does not do something so well as a coach where you just say, man, like, that's why you never want to be in a close game with him. Cowher's teams, what did they do? They had that crazy
stat. They got a
stat.
Lead and they ran the ball
if
in the second
half. If he had a 10-point lead at any time in the game, he was like 1-1. He had one loss in the Falcons tie.
Yeah.
I don't think Mike does any one thing as a coach well enough to explain this to this extent.
Here's another stat for him that's helpful or supportive. He's 15-1 in his last 16 games when leading at halftime. 412-928-9370. I'm not a Mike Tomlin fan, so tell me how we discredit or argue against him having the greatest one-score game record in NFL history, 98-61-2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert.
check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.